Hi everyone, this is Abby from Lake Health and Wellbeing, and welcome back to our podcast. So in this episode, I wanted to share how I went from being quite demotivated to being motivated again. And all it took was some community engagement to remind me why we do what we do here at Lake Health and Wellbeing. And really what happened is that after months of preparation, we started to get out into the community, and it's been so rewarding and inspiring. So let me start at the beginning. So we moved to St. Kitts about 10 months ago, and it has been challenging getting Lake Health and Wellbeing up and running. So for those of you who don't know, we started off in the UK 5 years ago as the Lake Foundation, and we were doing quite well. We gained a lot of good momentum in the UK with various projects such as our cycling club, where we got lots of people active through cycling. We had our fibroids awareness information and support program. We teamed up with Diabetes UK for a diabetes project. We teamed up with Prostate Cancer UK for a prostate cancer pilot project. And we also ran a cancer support group for Black people affected by cancer. And we had lots of other projects that we were running. We had also been featured in various publications. We received an award for our contribution to health and well-being. And we'd formed really great partnerships with a range of different organizations. So moving to St. Kitts, although it's been absolutely wonderful, it's such a beautiful country, it's a beautiful place, it's been a lovely change from the hustle and bustle of London. But moving to St. Kitts, in a way, felt a bit like a setback work-wise. And this was because, you know, it kind of felt like we were starting all over again and starting from scratch. So all the great work that we did in the UK, all that momentum that we built up, it kind of felt like it was a bit of a waste of time. So it has been a daunting task. So starting a business in a new country, understanding the work politics, exploring how we could assist and fit into the health and well-being field over here has been challenging. And also being perceived as a foreigner has been an issue, and that's created some resistance. And then adjusting to the work, different work culture has been some of the things that we've had to kind of address in moving over to St. Kitts and moving the business over. I must be honest, I have felt quite demotivated over the past month or so. And mostly that's because, you know, we're sort of in this preparation phase. And, you know, when you're in a preparation phase, you know, it's where you're at the beginning of something, you have to do a lot of prep work. So I've been indoors and sometimes outdoors. I do work outside in the garden a lot. So I've been at my computer most of the time, working on various different ideas, working on various different projects that we're hoping to get up and running. And the problem with that is that, you know, you're working on all these ideas and they probably won't come to fruition for a very long time. And that can be really demotivating because you're just wanting something to happen and you're just thinking, oh, you know, if only something tangible could happen, you know, that would be great. You're seeing lots of other people just zooming ahead of you and doing great things. And you're just wondering like, oh, what am I doing? I really wish that I could be doing something a little bit more productive and feeling like I'm doing something that's making a difference. And that can be really demotivating. And that's what's kind of made us feel a bit demotivated or made me feel a bit demotivated over the past month or so. But something changed. So one or two ideas started to move into the tangible implementation phase, which was just great. So we launched our fibroid St. Kitts survey not too long ago, and the publicity around that led to an invitation to the Marriott's Wellness Lunch. So this was something that, you know, I wasn't on our radar whatsoever, but somebody called us, they invited us, they saw that we'd launched this fibroid survey and asked us to have an information stand. And I was like, oh, why not? Yeah. So I promptly accepted the invitation, got ourselves ready for a day out, not really knowing what to expect, not having any expectations whatsoever. And we ended up having a fabulous time. We received such a warm welcome from the staff at Marriott. We had great conversations with women about our fibroid survey. We had great conversations with men and women about healthy eating, childhood obesity, chronic diseases, and much, much more. And I just left feeling so energized. And I realized it just took a couple of hours of getting back out into the community setting to remind me of why we do what we do. It's not about us. It's about the people, it's about our target audience and the difference that we can make in their lives. And that is what it's all about. And I was starting to forget as I was kind of sitting in this preparation phase. So I had to like really speak to myself and reflect and think, you know, forget the fact that, yes, we have moved and it's going to be a challenge to get the momentum back that we built in the UK, but we will get there. We will get there eventually. And if I had to think about it realistically, we're not starting from scratch. We have a 5-year track record that we've documented in detail on our website. So I have to take some kind of encouragement from that, in the fact that we do have this track record, and it has actually made it easier for us and has opened many doors already for us. So I needed to focus more on those positive things that are happening and not think about, oh, it feels like things are moving quite slowly. You know, so we do have something tangible to show future partners, future funders, future clients, and that's a really good thing and something that I should be focusing on, which is that we do have a lot of positive that's happening despite things seeming a bit challenging. You know, people do like our website, they do like what we're aiming to do, and we just have to remember what our purpose is, the work towards that, despite the distractions that can demotivate us, because there's so many distractions and so many things, you know, that are messages that we're receiving about feeling that we're not achieving, we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing, because at the moment it feels like we're standing still, but actually we're in the moment of preparation and planning, and that is a very important phase. So what I've learned from this experience is that we can let the pressures of life rob us from our joy and purpose. And we really shouldn't. We have so much to be grateful for, and that alone should keep us motivated. So for example, if I just look at my situation, I have had the opportunity to move to St. Kitts. Not many people have the opportunity to just pick up and move to a beautiful tropical island. I have a beautiful home. I have a lovely husband. I have my health. I have my strength. So there's so much to be grateful for. So that alone should keep us motivated. And it's just the fact that we have to encourage ourselves daily and remember that there is a lot to be positive about. So going from being demotivated to motivated is simply about remembering why you do what you do, remembering how blessed you are and how blessed we are, and knowing that there is a season and a reason for everything. Our season for production and fruitfulness is coming. We're in the season of preparation, and we just have to hang in there and know that our season is coming. So for those of you who are feeling a bit different, demotivated, you're not alone. We're right there with you. And all I can say is, let's all go through the down periods together. Let's support each other and know that we're all here to do great things, and let's keep moving forward. So thank you so much for listening to this episode of our podcast today. I hope that by sharing my personal experience with you and my personal story, that I've been able to give you some encouragement if you are going through a bit of a down period right now and feeling kind of like, what am I doing? Where am I going? What's my purpose? Where am I going? Am I really going anywhere? So I hope that this has given you a bit of encouragement. So if you have any questions or comments whatsoever about this episode of our podcast, about feeling demotivated, about moving, about relocating, about moving businesses to different countries, anything like that, please feel free to ask me. So you can leave a comment in the comment section below in the show notes, or you can send us an email at info@lakehealthandwellbeing.com. So thank you so much for listening, and I will see you guys next week in our next episode. So take care and have a great rest of the week. Stay blessed. Bye.